to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. It's our Halloween Spooktacular all month of October. And of course, this hour is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair, 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix. Give them a call at 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. Visit him online, alexandersautorepair.com, alexandersautorepair.com. And Joseph, what is that mask? Well, what music is this?
Well, before I mention the mask, the music is the Cradle Song.
Wait a minute, did you just take the mask off?
From Good Night Mommy. Well, yeah, I took the mask off. Well, what is the mask off? No, okay, sorry.
That's not what
I'm talking about. No, well, I'll talk about the mask one second. Cradle Song from Good Night Mommy. It's the song that starts. I can't because it's in German.
Rock
it's
goodbye,
in no, Dave. It's
no,
in
you
German.
You hear it going on
yeah,
right now,
heard,
Dave.
It's from the movie Good Night Mommy. And if you've seen Good Night Mommy, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Good Night Mama.
And if you haven't seen Good Night Mommy, I'm going to tell you if you should in just a few moments.
You know what? I saw Good Night Cougar.
Okay.
Mm. Not Good Night MILF.
And that.
And Good Night Bobby.
That was for dessert.
Bobby's was or gilf. Milk. MILF?
Oh, my God.
She's a grand MILF.
She's a good GILF.
Okay.
Let's, yeah.
No. She's, yes, okay. Well, anyway, this mask, Greg, I know that you only watched like one episode, but do you recall what that mask is?
I absolutely don't.
You don't?
What
if I
is
tell
it?
You that if I show you the tag that says MTV.
Oh, Scream.
Yes.
You're
is,
right. Okay, now
Scream,
I recognize
the
it.
The series mask.
I also saw the finale of
you
season
did?
One, well,
okay.
Which was actually good, even though I didn't see
it was a pretty
like
good,
anything
good
else.
Finale, yeah.
Yeah.
I was so happy to find this mask. I walked into Spirit. I know we were talking about it like a month ago.
Oh,
Spirit.
Yeah.
And I went to Spirit, was looking all over for this mask, mm-hmm. as well as the Scream Queens mask, which I did not find that.
They don't have that yet.
The third episode from
yet. Wasn't Matthew Lillard the killer in one of them?
In the original, in the original Scream.
Yeah. No, I think it was number two.
No, it was number one.
Number one.
I think it was number two.
It was
I
number
was the killer
one.
In number two.
Timothy Oliphant,
yes.
And the lady from Roseanne.
I look like a young Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah, yeah, you kind of do, actually.
Thank you.
Did you know that Matthew Lillard hung out on the set of Scream 3 and they almost brought him back?
No.
Is Stu killing again, like he actually survived?
Wow.
They were really close to doing it, and then the late Wes Craven and company went the other direction. But that would have been interesting to see him.
He's
pretty creepy.
He's in The Bridge.
In The Bridge?
You just watch The Bridge.
Lillard?
Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah,
oh,
good
okay.
actor. Underrated.
Yes. And
he's actually pretty funny in it.
Mm-hmm.
But the mask, I walked into to the Spirit Halloween.
Yeah.
I went to they actually opened one at Deer Valley. So I was happy that the one at Deer Valley is open. I went mm-hmm. there and I looked all over and this was the very last Scream, the TV series mask that they had. Mm-hmm. I asked them if they had more
because
I wanted to, make sure I chose the right one and everything like that.
I've been to that one a couple times already. Maybe
nice
we've
stuff.
Walked
nice
past
stuff.
Each other and
maybe.
Didn't recognize.
Oh, I was wearing that mask.
That's why.
But yes, Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular Part 1 on KPHX 1480 AM.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get right down to business. Every week we're going to be talking about two different horror movies that opened the day before. Yesterday saw the debut of two horror movies, Good Night Mommy and A Christmas Horror Story. Let's start off with...
Excuse me.
Yes, Seth.
Scream 2.
Scream 2. Timothy Oliphant.
No, Scream 2, Matthew Lillard.
No, it was Scream 1. Scream 2.
I'm looking at his IMDb.
He might have been in it in a flashback.
Let's not argue.
But it was Scream 1. It was him and Ulrich, the guy I used to kind of look like. What's his name?
So it says he was in both of them.
Okay, but he was the killer. Skeet Ulrich.
Skeet Ulrich.
Yeah, and Lillard were the fellas in the first. And the second, it was, her name escapes me, but the sister in Roseanne and Timothy Oliphant.
All right. I don't know.
Not
it's
Melissa
been a long time.
Sue Gilbert or whatever.
No.
The blonde chick.
The sister.
Doris Markovic.
We'll get the name later.
Oh, the older lady.
What happened to our attorney friend?
Did she die? I have a feeling that she's going to be on one of our Halloween
specials.
She's back. Yeah, she'll be back. But let's talk about Good Night Mommy right now. Lucas and Elias Schwartz play twin brothers who, in the heat of the summer, in a lonely house in the countryside between woods and cornfields, are waiting for their mother. When she comes home, bandaged after cosmetic surgery, nothing is like before, and the boys start to doubt that this woman is actually their mother. Dave, did you see the trailer for this?
For what?
For Good Night Mommy. Pay attention.
Oh, Good Night Mommy. No.
Greg, did you see it?
No, we didn't.
Well, that's disappointing because Goodnight Mommy is one of those movies that you appreciate exponentially more once it's over. There are two reasons for this. First of all, by the way, this is a German language flick. It functions primarily on tension and suspense, but it also features a few incredibly brutal scenes that may make some moviegoers avert their eyes. Now, Dave, we talked about that a little bit last week with The Green Inferno. This isn't quite that bad, but it does feature some blood and gore. It's physical and emotional pain and that kind of stuff as well. But more notably, its ending leaves you psychologically shocked and emotionally distraught. The writer, directors here increase the creepy intrigue by minimizing their use of dialogue and drawing out ominous imagery instead. This is a really creepy movie. Good night, Mommy.
You said it's in German, right?
Yes, it is in German, but
so good. There's no dialogue.
But there is very little dialogue.
How do they scream in German?
Guten Tag.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know.
Guten screaming.
Hey, keep this up. This is great. Your turn, Eric.
I just went.
He went. I went.
And then all right.
Okay. Well, we got to get to our next one. Anyway, big thumbs up for Goodnight Mommy. I highly recommend you check this one out. The ending will just blow you away.
Laurie Metcalf, Eric.
There you go.
It actually sounds pretty good. I think.
Whatever happened to her?
I don't know.
She's on some things.
She's still around.
Yeah. All right. Now, so again, thumbs up. Good night, Mommy. Greg, I really think that you're going to like this. I want to see if you saw the ending coming because I did not. I kept guessing and just love the ending. A Christmas Horror Story also opened up yesterday. Yeah. As three friends explore the site of a Christmas Eve massacre, a malevolent spirit is determined to keep them there forever. Meanwhile, one of the first cops to the scene of the murders has new complications as his son exhibits terrifying and violent behavior, and when a local family seeks reconciliation with an estranged aunt, they suddenly find themselves running in terror from Krampus, the demonic Antichloss. Not even Saint Nick himself is immune to the terror as he fights a horde of zombie elves.
Sounds awful. We're going to meet Krampus twice?
Yes, we get to meet Krampus twice this holiday season. Yes.
Kidding.
But it's basically a holiday anthology. Think about, did you see Trick or Treat?
I did. I liked it a lot.
That was a really good one, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of like the Christmas version of that. Okay. It's difficult to determine whether this is a perfectly timed Halloween treat or an extra early Christmas gift. Either way, it's wickedly good.
Yeah.
This Christmas-themed horror flick features four stories that are interwoven with one another, occurring simultaneously yet separately. That means, you know, it's not like story, then story, then story. It's kind of like pieced together like a soap opera.
You're
following the different characters throughout the movie.
Are they connected?
I'm going to say yes, but I'm not going to tell you how. That's part of the trick here. Two of said stories are somewhat generic with their primary connection to Christmas being timing. However, the other two tales, the Krampus tale and the horde of zombie elves, those are as festive as they are frightening, and the killer clever ending will have you smiling like a kid on Christmas morning or Halloween night, whichever holiday fills your trick-or-treat stocking. Huge thumbs up for A Christmas Horror Story. Again, the ending blew me away.
Sounds
awful. So that's two interesting endings.
Two interesting endings.
These horror films.
I would say Goodnight Mommy is more of a trick ending to a twist kind of.
Yeah.
A Christmas Horror Story is just a really, really clever ending.
Yeah.
Endings that blew you away.
Yes, they definitely did. So again, thumbs up for Goodnight Mommy and thumbs up for A Christmas Horror Story.
And how did you enjoy the endings?
They were very, very, very,
very happy.
I was happy at the end of them. Like I told you, I was like a kid on Christmas morning or Halloween night. Yeah.
Hey, you know, Joseph, quick question with this. Of course, the film takes place in Bailey Downs, which is a fictional town. What other horror movie took place in this fictional town?
Amityville Horror.
I'm not sure.
Well, it's a couple different films.
Am I right?
The Ginger Snaps.
Jewel Ginger Snaps, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Those were good movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very nice.
I like eating them.
Does ginger ever snap at you?
No, I love gingerbread. Don't you, Eric? Gingerbread, man.
I'm not a big cookie guy.
Oh. Well, isn't it gingerbread, though?
Well, we're jumping
once in a while, I have a craving for cookies.
Oh, yeah.
It's pumpkin spice right now.
Okay.
PSL. That's amazing.
Hashtag
pumpkin
PSL.
Spice.
Again, we're streaming on Meerkat, so follow us at Breakthrough Entertainment on Meerkat.
Where's your latte?
Oh, hey.
I didn't bring mine in today.
Wow.
Yes. But,
sorry.
He has a portable latte.
But speaking of A Christmas Horror Story, after the break, we've got an awesome interview with actor George Buza.
Booza.
From A Christmas Horror Story. He plays the Santa Claus in A Christmas Horror Story. A really different version of Santa Claus, and he's going to tell us all about that.
Yeah. So I want to check this one out too. Both the horror movies you said. Well, more this one than the other one, but it looks fairly interesting.
Excellent. Well, this song that you're hearing is Singing in the Rain by Gene Kelly, of course, from A Clockwork Orange.
Oh yeah. I almost watched that movie last night.
That movie rocks.
On Netflix, yeah. And interesting stuff.
All these songs made scary by horror movies.
Absolutely, and this is Breakthrough Entertainment, Halloween Spooktacular, all month long here in October. We'll be right back, 1480 KPHX.